I'm Leslie Lotto with What's What. A long, long time ago, on a wing and a prayer, I started a news network. It wasn't designed to be a news network. It was a job for a person without a job in a small town in Montana. After a year, I was anchoring 40 newscasts per day, so I had to hire somebody because I'm also a mom. In 19 years, it may feel to an outsider as if we've hired one new person each year, but actually, there have been too many to count. At least 200 anchors have come through since the beginning, and it feels like 10,000. Sometimes they last a month, sometimes a year, 5 or 10, and the rare 19 years with me, and sometimes they last one day. I hired somebody about 10 years ago, and when I asked for their news so I could listen back to it, it felt like they were reading the newspaper. So I transcribed the recording into Google as they spoke, and sure enough, it was verbatim. So they were gone. Toot sweet. I've worked hard to get the group I have now. I've had to tone myself down, take deep breaths, and pause. This has not come easily. Sometimes I've felt as though I was rolling my eyes all the way back into the back of my head with some of the excuses I've heard. I've had to fire people, I've had people fire me, and I've had to realize people are human and living their own experience, which has exactly nothing to do with me. I've been awakened by master control in the middle of the night, and I've had to jump out of bed and anchor while I'm half asleep. I've had to anchor late at night, then again the next morning, and I've laid on the ground with horrific migraines because I was working too hard and quietly called coworkers to help while sitting in a closet so I wouldn't wake my kids. I have spent years not sleeping, but hey, I'm living a dream that not many enjoy. I had an awakening when one of my hardest workers didn't show up one morning. I was immediately pissed off because of my past management experience, but I didn't sit with it long enough, and there was no time, but I remembered this person is gold. And when the client's concerned and I want the client to be very happy, it can get chaotic. What could have happened to cause this, I wondered. Their spouse had a heart attack, so then I felt like a piece of poop. You can imagine how many times I have felt raw human emotion in 19 years. It has brought me to my knees. Now when people come aboard and stick with me and understand my humanity, these are my people. I'm concerned when they are concerned. My people call each other family and jump to help each other and me. I never anticipated this would happen or they would feel that way. We've been through it. Cancer, strokes, heart attacks, unnamed illnesses, and family tragedies. We have cried together. We have laughed together. We are living this human experience together. So imagine my horror when a newbie comes along without any knowledge or background into my story and tells me they feel like I'm exploiting these family members. Words matter, and I was horrified. They were up late. They were emailing me repeatedly without the knowing. They quit, and while I was initially upset, I shook it off because my story doesn't go like that. Also, emailing a new manager repeatedly in the middle of the night is not a good look. Some may think I cut people off, out of my life, or my company too quick, or that I'm abrupt or too forward. Honestly, I don't have time for those people. I just want the gold, and I don't think it's too much to ask for. Remember, this last story is not for air. The next 5 are free for you to use on your podcast or radio station. They are as voicers and in one newscast. I'm Leslie Lotto with an earful. Ever wonder why you're up all night after exercising? Or maybe you sleep okay, but not as long as you should, or the quality of sleep isn't the greatest? Nature Communications has a new study out showing more strenuous workouts closer to bedtime triggered more sleep disruptions as well as nighttime cardiac activity. They sampled nearly 15,000 people's exercise habits nearest to bedtime, showing working out 4 hours or less before bed had you laying there longer, getting less and bad quality sleep, and having a higher resting heart rate and lower heart rate variability. Do you feel like you're hitting your goals? Something called goal harmony that happens if you feel your goals go with each other or help each other along. The Hidden Brain reports on a study where folks had to report how their goals might be connected and make them harmonious if not. Like if you want to travel, but also save money, how about a job overseas? The study showed more goal harmony boosted the motivation of those surveyed. their well-being, and stick-to-itiveness. And if you need help reaching your goals, you're told to say them out loud, sharing them with others. There may be hope regarding what brings on a peanut allergy. McMaster University in Ontario, Canada, says saliva and stomach juices might have the needed microbes that will help break down allergens. The study showed a bacterium called Rothia area ASV14171 could reduce allergic responses against some of the more dangerous triggers within our bodies. That could lead to breathing problems or worse. They also studied why some people could eat a little bit of the nut and be fine, but if they had more, all hell broke loose. It's not really true that the older you are, the more your health declines. The Yale School of Public Health reports older folks may improve over time. The study also shows one's mindset about maturing could play a major role in how they feel. Scientists looked at over 10 years of data of older Americans, finding half of those over 65 showed obvious improvement in cognitive function, physical function, or both over time. That was for those who thought positively about aging. The study results were published in the journal Geriatrics. Change is hard, like a big move across the country, but what if there were incentives like getting paid to move? Travel and Leisure reports there are 5 states paying folks to relocate, the most in West Virginia, where you might get $20,000 or more to move. Plus, you'll get a free co-working space, outdoor gear rentals, and more. Noblesville, Indiana, through Make My Move, could get you $15,000. Tulsa offering $10,000 through the Tulsa Remote Program, but you have to have a remote gig. And you might score $1,000 to go to Alaska, or nearly $9,000 if you're feeling Kentucky, where you could get free eggs, a gym membership, and sporting events, too. I'm Leslie Lotto, and this has been an Earful. I'm Leslie Lotto with an Earful. Ever wonder why you're up all night after exercising, or maybe you sleep okay, but not as long as you should, or the quality of sleep isn't the greatest? Nature Communications has a new study out showing more strenuous workouts closer to bedtime triggered more sleep disruptions, as well as nighttime cardiac activity. They sampled nearly 15,000 people's exercise habits nearest to bedtime, showing working out 4 hours or less before bed had you laying there longer, getting less and bad quality sleep, and having a higher resting heart rate and lower heart rate variability. I'm Leslie Lotto. Do you feel like you're hitting your goals? Something called goal harmony that happens if you feel your goals go with each other or help each other along. The Hidden Brain reports on a study where folks had to report how their goals might be connected and make them harmonious if not. Like if you want to travel, but also save money, how about a job overseas? The study showed more goal harmony boosted the motivation of those surveyed, their well-being, and stick-to-itiveness. And if you need help reaching your goals, you're told to say them out loud, sharing them with others. I'm Leslie Lotto. There may be hope regarding what brings on a peanut allergy. McMaster University in Ontario, Canada, says saliva and stomach juices might have the needed microbes that will help break down allergens. The study showed a bacterium called Rothia area ASV14171 could reduce allergic responses against some of the more dangerous triggers within our bodies. That could lead to breathing problems or worse. They also studied why some people could eat a little bit of the nut and be fine, but if they had more, all hell broke loose. I'm Leslie Lotto. It's not really true that the older you are, the more your health declines. The Yale School of Public Health reports older folks may improve over time. The study also shows one's mindset about maturing could play a major role in how they feel. Scientists looked at over 10 years of data of older Americans, finding half of those over 65 showed obvious improvement in cognitive function, physical function, or both over time. That was for those who thought positively about aging. The study results were published in the journal Geriatrics. I'm Leslie Lotto. Change is hard, like a big move across the country, but what if there were incentives like getting paid to move? Travel and Leisure reports there are 5 states paying folks to relocate, the most in West Virginia, where you might get $20,000 or more to move. Plus, you'll get a free co-working space, outdoor gear rentals, and more. Noblesville, Indiana, through Make My Move, could get you $15,000. Tulsa offering $10,000 through the Tulsa Remote Program, but you have to have a remote gig. And you might score $1,000 to go to Alaska, or nearly $9,000 if you're feeling Kentucky, where you could get free eggs, a gym membership, and sporting events, too. I'm Leslie Lotto.